It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Interstate 70 is open again through Glenwood Canyon. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The canyon is prone to mudslides after a wildfire burned through it last summer. CDOT has cleaned up the mess from last weekend's slides. But CDOT's Mike Goolsby says more rain later this week could close the canyon again.
We need the moisture, but we just don't need it concentrated in Glenwood Canyon, and we just ask for everybody's patience.
Scientists say natural disasters like fires and mudslides could become more likely as the climate continues to warm. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado gets a D-plus in a new national report that ranks states on public school spending. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Colorado stayed at 43rd in the nation out of 50 states, the same spot as last year. Education Week's annual Quality Counts analysis shows Colorado spent more than $3,000 less per student than the national average in 2018. Just 5% of Colorado students are in districts that spend at or above the national average. But Colorado gets an A- in equity, or how fairly state money gets spread around to schools and districts. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Juveniles who repeatedly commit sexual crimes will no longer be required to register as sex offenders for their entire lives. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that lifetime registration is cruel and unusual unless the state allows offenders to petition for a change to their status if they meet criteria. That ruling takes effect immediately. The change was already in the works. In September, a new state law will end the lifetime registration requirement. Denver native Chauncey Billups is the next head coach of the NBA's Portland Trail Blazers. Billups was a basketball star at George Washington High School in Denver in the 1990s, then played for the University of Colorado. He had a long career playing in the NBA, including a stint with the Denver Nuggets and an NBA championship with the Detroit Pistons. Billups has been an assistant coach with the Los Angeles Clippers. This is CPR News.